That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final half hour of hour number three today on this Tuesday, April 15th, 2025 edition. Looking at some other stories, kind of interesting how this is shaking out in Lansing. The Governor Gretchen Whitmer, said her gas tax boost would have fixed the problem, quote unquote. But we didn't do it, so now we have to figure out a different way. While speaking in Detroit at the Detroit Economic Club, Governor Gretchen Whitmer said her proposed 45 cents per gallon gas tax on gasoline was a real solution that she had put on the table back in 2019, and that would have fixed the problem regarding road funding in Michigan. Now, I know we don't have one because it was not popular with the legislature, but it would have fixed the problem. Whitmer said this afternoon while addressing the Detroit Economic Club, we ended up going with a bond route because we could get to work, but it did not solve the long-term funding problem. Increasing the state's gas tax, which supports road construction and maintenance primarily, was one of the governor's controversial proposals around 6 years ago during her first term. The proposal would have expanded the tax from the current 27.2 cents per gallon. Currently, the Michigan Department of Transportation projects that the state will need an additional $2.5 billion in extra investment every year for 90% of the road pavement it oversees to be found to be in good or fair condition. This goal could be reached by fiscal year 2034. If we invest $2.5 billion extra every single year. Now, again, you have to understand, right now, MDOT is directly responsible for only 8% of Michigan's road network. That 8% equals 9,654 miles of MDOT highways, which is subjected to 80% of the commercial traffic and represents 53% of all the traffic in the entire state. While speaking again to the Detroit Economic Club yesterday afternoon, Whitmer specifically thanked House Speaker Matt Hall for his engagement on the road funding subject. Now, she has a completely different take on what Matt Hall presented. I've read his proposal. Whitmer said, I don't think either of our visions is perfect, but they do have some commonalities and they have something actually good that we could work through. We both agree that every penny drivers pay at the pump should go to the roads. But we both agree that we can't cut red tape and find savings. Last month, the House approved a $9 billion road funding package aimed at generating $3.1 billion in new transportation funding. Folks, that's $600,000 more than what MDOT was asking for. Excuse me, $600 million. I still can't get used to billions. Unbelievable. $3.1 billion in new transportation funding. One of the methods the Republicans propose in creating this new road funding is terminating Michigan's corporate incentive practices, like defunding the Strategic Outreach and Attraction Reserve, which gives grants directly to large-scale businesses. Taking that money and putting it directly to the roads. Moreover, it withholds money used for the Michigan Economic Growth Authority, known as MEGA. Those tax credits, which were valued at roughly $550 million last year. And during the last downturn of our economy in the late 2000, the mega tax credits were used to convince manufacturers to continue to operate here in Michigan. Governor Whitmer said, "I don't think we should stop competing against other states and nations to land economic development and to make sure Michigan is the place where businesses come to grow. Delivering certainty for families, businesses, and communities requires us to look at all of the above approach." Governor went on to explain that the state government doesn't have the luxury of solving one problem at a time. "We need investments in public safety, housing construction, job creation, while fixing the roads all at the same time." However, Whitmer said, "I am confident that we're going to reach a fair and necessarily bipartisan deal soon," Whitmer said. Well, right now, the House's nine-billed road funding plan sits idly by in the Senate. When MERS News Service reached out to Senate Majority Leader Winnie Brinks on whether she participated in the Hall Whitmer's road funding conversation, the response was she and the governor have had regular, productive conversations. Again, leaving out Matt Hall out of her comments. Why? Because acting like a petulant little child, like Whitmer did in the Oval Office, holding up that folder in front of her face, Brinks won't even talk to or have a meeting with Hall because she's suing him. What is she suing him over? The nine bills that the previous legislative session, the 102nd legislature, passed in the House, passed in the Senate, needed to be sent to Governor Gretchen Whitmer for signing. Well, the previous speaker, Joe Tate, for whatever reason, didn't send her the bills. So Matt Hall walks into his office, the speaker's desk, and there are the nine bills sitting on the desk. Matt Hall said, "What's this? Nine bills passed in the House, passed in the Senate, needing to go to the governor?" What did Matt Hall do? He put them in his bottom drawer, where they remain today. As a result, Senate Majority Leader Democrat Winnie Brinks sued him. And when it went to court, the judge did not demand or instruct Matt Hall to send him to the governor. The opinion from the judge was he should do it. Well, according to Matt Hall, he's not constitutionally required to do it, and therefore he's not doing it. So I have a very simple question, Senate Majority Leader Winnie Brinks. How long are you going to continue to act like a little kid? When are you going to meet with the Speaker of the House? Or does she think she can just talk to the governor and that's how they're going to work this out to get this long-term road funding agreement done so that they can start fixing the roads now that the weather's starting to get nice? I was in Traverse City yesterday. And guess what? Orange barrels are coming out. They're getting ready to do some road projects, finishing up the West End of basically Grandview Parkway, the open space, you know, where the Cherry Festival is held. Well, now they got to do phase three, which is on the west end of that project. When you go north at the light there at Division 31 in Grandview Parkway, if you make a left heading up towards Leelanau Peninsula or heading westbound on M-72, guess what? It's all torn up. Barrels everywhere. Well, as soon as the weather breaks, they're going to get that project done quickly as well. That, of course, being done by Elmers in Traverse City. MDOT basically doesn't have anything to do with it. Well, today, Tuesday, the Senate will reach its 10th day of having no votes or any attendance taken during their session since leaving for spring recess on March 20th. Today, 2 weeks, Monday through Friday. Well, actually, they don't even meet for 5 days, Monday through Friday, for a normal business week. They only meet Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursdays. So basically, they're going on 3 weeks of nothing happening in the state Senate. Well, is that serving the residents of the people of the state of Michigan? My opinion, absolutely not. Bottom line is, we need a better road funding model. We got to get this fixed. Looking at different costs, different things that must be funded. A new fire truck, for example. Sterling Heights City Council member presented information that they need a new ladder truck for their fire department. You know how much a new ladder truck for a fire department costs? $2.1 million. You got to be kidding me. Unbelievable. Thank you, Biden Economics. Wow. Did not realize it's that expensive. $2.1 million for a new fire truck. Final segment of today's show. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659. Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com.
Well, I'm sure by now y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north. And you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of today. You've been hearing the commercials for over 2 years now on this radio show, this radio station for MyPillow from Mike Lindell. Well, I got an email from him the other day, and he said, Randy, unless we get more orders from your listeners, we're going to stop sponsoring your show. We're going to stop sponsoring the radio station. I responded back in an email. His staffer replied back, I asked to get an extension to that decision until the end of April. We have basically 15 days, 2 weeks to place some orders through the website using the promo code Trucker Randy or by calling the 800 number Trucker Randy operator and make some purchases. If we don't make those purchases this month, we're going to lose them as a sponsor. 40, 50, 60, up to 70% off some of their items on the website, available to talk with the operator to place an order, or you can basically see this sponsor go away at the end of the month. It's going to hurt the radio station. It's going to hurt this show. So I beg you to text me MP for MyPillow. If you do that, I'll send you the screenshot of the contact information for MyPillow that I have stored in my phone in that folder. The picture I have attached to that contact is the headshot of Donald Trump after he got shot in the ear, where he had that white medical bandage on his ear. Well, the graphics department put a MyPillow logo on it. I have that on Donald Trump's face. The MyPillow code, again, on the website, MyPillow.com, is Trucker Randy. One word, no space. And if you don't use a computer, you don't want to do it online, you can call the Trucker Randy operator, 800-654-9659. Do us a favor. Make a purchase this month of April. Show them that you're listening to the show, you're hearing the commercials, that I highly recommend all their products. Vicky and I have every single one of their products in our home. We have a mattress topper. We have the sheets, the Giza Dream sheets, the flannel sheets especially. Those are on sale right now as we're heading into the spring, summer. You can get a deal on flannel bed sheets. Put them in the linen closet and keep them till this fall, winter. You will love them. Slippers, everything. Everything they stand behind. If you purchase them, you don't like them, 30-day money-back guarantee, free shipping. You can get the biggest discounts. Again, MyPillow.com. Use the promo code TruckerRandy at checkout. See what the prices are retail compared to the discounts. And save some money and get some great products. We truly, absolutely appreciate their products. We use them every single day. And I got to tell you, they're simply the best, made in the United States. And he has been a longtime supporter, sponsor of the show, of the station. So do us a favor, text me MP for My Pillow, and I'll send you the information. You need to call the 800 number to be connected with a Trucker Randy promo discount operator, or you can do it online, MyPillow.com. Help us keep him as a sponsor, but he needs some sales from us, and we need you guys to do this for us. Also, we still have a few rear window stickers left that we haven't shipped out yet. We're down to, I believe, 60-some in the box. We purchased 1,000. We're down to 60. So if you don't have a radio station rear sticker on your window of your vehicle, text me your first name, last name, mailing address, and how many vehicles you pledge to put them on, and we'll mail them out to you. Again, text me at 231-360-5140. Store that number in your phone as Trucker Randy, and text me, and I'll get them sent out to you in the mail tomorrow. We still need to get these out as we are getting more and more listeners because of them seeing these rear window stickers driving around town. People are texting me, hey, I really appreciate the information on your show. Love the music. Only radio station in Northern Michigan that's carrying the type of music we carry. Greatly appreciate it. Lots of people loving it. And be like Captain Jeff and keep 97.7 FM going on in the background at your house. He texts me whenever we drop power or go off the air, lets me notify the engineers to get it back on. Greatly appreciate Captain Jeff. Appreciate all you guys. We couldn't do the show without you. We appreciate your support. We appreciate you listening. We appreciate you sharing the information with others. Become a storyteller and tell them what you hear on the show. We got to get this information out to people as we build for next year's election, 2026. That's it for today. Now back to the memories caused by the music of the 60s, 70s, Motown, the roots of rock and roll on 97.7 FM WCHY, Sheboygan, and the Patriot Voice Radio Network. God bless you. We'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Everybody remembers their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when Granddad gave it to you. Mr. Tom Curtis, the gun doctor, will take good care of old Betsy. He'll get her shined up and looking good as new. Curtis Gunsmithing is the one that you can trust with your family traditions. Give us a call at 231-838-5571. And as the gun doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
Did you know annuities are contracts, not investments, such as mutual funds? I illustrate to my clients what an annuity will do, not might do. It's all about guarantees. This is what is unique about annuities. They transfer the risk to the carrier to pay for the rest of your life. No